This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. 7 months ago, the debate over the debt ceiling was still somewhere on the horizon. The president had just completed a deal with the Republicans over tax cuts, and he was feeling spunky.
I will be happy to see the Republicans test whether or not I'm itching for a fight on a whole range of issues. I suspect they will find I am.
Still itching, Mr. President? Or is that looming deadline taking the fight right out of you? It's win or lose on the debt ceiling. When it comes to default, there is no draw. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Monday, July 11th. I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry is out all this week. We're going to have a continuing theme as we try to work through details over debt ceiling negotiations in Washington. And that is right at the top of the news this morning. President Obama is expected to try to salvage debt talks in a bipartisan meeting with top lawmakers later this morning. Those discussions reached deadlock yesterday. Republican House Speaker John Boehner backed out of a major deficit reduction package. He says he's now unwilling to support any plan that includes tax hikes, and he suggested a more modest deal of $2 or $3 trillion in cuts instead. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner tells NBC News the White House will not back down on plans to use the August 2nd debt limit to reach a far-reaching budget deal.
Well, we're going to try to get the biggest deal possible, a deal that's best for the economy, not just in the short term.
The president will continue to push for that $4 trillion deal. Under that plan, tax breaks for the wealthiest Americans would end, and it would also include cuts to Medicare, Social Security, and other programs. Christine Lagarde, the new IMF chief, tells ABC News, if the U.S. fails to raise that debt ceiling in time, August 2nd, there will be global consequences.
It would certainly jeopardize the stability, but not just the stability of the U.S. economy. It would jeopardize the stability at large.
Meanwhile, the president of the European Council has called an emergency meeting today to address concerns that Europe's debt crisis could spread to Italy. Italy is the region's third largest economy. The U.S. says it has suspended $800 million in aid to the Pakistani military. That's about a third of what it normally gives Pakistan in security assistance every year. White House Chief of Staff Bill Daley tells ABC News the suspension is meant to pressure Pakistan to fight militants more effectively.
They have taken some steps that have given us reason to pause on some of the aid which we were giving to their military, and we're trying to work through that.
American officials say they're likely to resume aid and equipment deliveries if relations improve. U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is in Iraq for his first visit there as head of the Pentagon. He says the Iraqi government must notify the U.S. if they want some American troops to remain in the country past the withdrawal deadline. Syrian activists say troops killed at least one civilian in overnight raids in the city of Homs. Syrian army's latest crackdown comes just a day after the government held a national dialogue meeting. Those talks were boycotted by opposition leaders like Abdul Karim Rahlawi. He's the head of the Syrian Human Rights League, and he tells our partner, the BBC, authorities need to show that their intentions are sincere.
There cannot be any talk of a dialogue while our cities are surrounded by tanks, while security services attack activists, while people are tortured and killed.
That Syrian national dialogue is supposed to continue today. We'll talk more about that in a few minutes. The whistleblower who accused FIFA committee members of taking bribes to approve Qatar's 2022 World Cup bid now says her claims of corruption were a total lie. Never mind. And the U.S. Women's World Cup soccer team headed to the semifinals this week. They defeated Brazil 5-3 in a heated match, ended in penalty kicks. Oh, yeah, Women's World Cup. Come in, guys. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 12,657. The S&P at 1,343. The Nasdaq at 2,405. Well, we have a question for you as we go deeper into what's happening on Capitol Hill over the debt ceiling. Do you think our politicians are focused on the right priorities right now? Should they be worrying more about that terrible jobs report from Friday or about this debt ceiling negotiations? Give us your take on the economy and our politicians, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or text the word START to 69866. We're going to talk more in a moment about those tense talks over the debt ceiling that will continue this afternoon.